Welcome to the Talk Jiu-Jitsu podcast, host Uki Mike, Joy Bresky, and me, Jordan Pressinger from Jordan Teaches Jiu-Jitsu. What's up, guys? Welcome to the video. Today, we're going over the submission tier list. Because this is a large topic to cover, I figured it'd be easiest to do it through my podcast, Talk Jiu-Jitsu. So I hope you guys enjoy the discussion with me, Mike, and Joey. If you guys disagree with our list, let us know in the comments. We'd love to hear your feedback. Today, we're going over a submission tier list. So what that means is we're ranking submissions based off what we find them to be most effective and which ones we find not as effective or not as useful. So we're going to be ranking it by S, A, B, C, D, and F. So S is,
superior.
Yeah, superior. And that's the top of the tier. So S is really good. A is good too, not as good. And then it goes down to B, C, and D. And then F is fail. So this is going to be a really good podcast. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be really fun because people, I mentioned this on the channel a while ago, but I was kind of having trouble figuring out how, the execution of it, how to actually make it a good video. So I think doing it on the podcast will be really cool. So I hope everyone's excited. And we'll also share our experiences too with the submissions, just cool stories and whatever. So make it a little more interesting too that way. So with that said, let's get started. So first we have the Americana. Where would you, Joey, let's start with you. Where would you rank the Americana in the tier list?
I'd put the Americana probably somewhere in a C tier, honestly.
Really?
I think it's a really easy submission to defend. And I think it's not a submission that's super applicable for most people. Unless you're a big, strong guy with a ton of control, it's almost impossible to hit an Americana on someone who's not really new.
Yeah. See, I used to think that, but then my kind of mentality changed, where I just started finding the openings for them more so than forcing them. And I think that a lot of people, strong guys especially, they rely on forcing them. And I just think it's weird because I did think that for a very long time. I thought Americanas were crap. I put them in F tier a long time ago. And but now I put them more B tier. They're pretty good. And I also with Americanas, I using them to set up the back take, because the way people defend Americana is by staying really tight with their elbows, everything really tight. So if you stay really tight like that and you put, and stays from side control, you put pressure to go for the Americana, a lot of times you can turn them and create back exposure. So I think beyond just being a submission, it can also be a great transition to the back. So with that said, I have to bring it up a little bit in the tier list. Yeah, I probably put it in a B tier, but I agree with you too. It can be a very hard submission to get. Mike, do you have any success with Americanas?
I do, because I'm quite a bit lower level than you guys, so I'm not dealing with guys who are as experienced. I'd put it in a B tier as well. I like that you can switch from that to a straight arm lock, so there's some options from there. For me, I've caught it quite a bit, but I imagine as I go up in experience and my opponents do, it'll be less.
Yeah, I think that too. It's the first submission a lot of people learn because it's easy to understand, but then it's one of the hardest to actually get when you're a beginner. And I think it becomes easier once you get more experienced. And but if you lack the physicality, it's definitely going to be pretty hard to do for sure. Strength definitely helps this submission a lot. So Joey, you were saying C tier or D tier?
I was saying C, but I can see B. I just anything below A, but I don't think it's a D tier. So for me, it was somewhere between C and B. So I'm fine with B.
All right. So me and Mike were thinking more B. So I thought you could put it in the middle. You can't. So I guess we'll go majority rules.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's going to be B tier. So sorry, Joey. So the next one is going to be Anaconda choke. And, I have a BJJ Fanatics instructional on front chokes, and which includes the Anaconda, Darce, and all that kind of stuff. And I love front choke submissions like that. But just to be honest, I don't think Anacondas are super effective. I think they're one of the worst submissions from the front headlock system, which is the Darce, Anaconda, arm, and guillotine. And I think it's one of the worst ones just because against someone good, it's just, it's really hard to get. It's really hard to, get everything locked up in place and actually finish, but they look really cool and, they feel good when you get them. So that kind of brings it up a little bit. And, I don't know, I probably put it more C tier. What do you think, Joey?
I had it in C as well. I completely agree that of all the front headlocks, guillotines, darces and all that things, I think Anaconda's the worst of those. So I have every one of the other front headlock ones above it, and I think it's probably C.
Yeah, I agree. C for sure. What about Mike?
I agree with that too. That's fair.
And we did Americanas, Anacondas last night for class. And but it's like, I got to show everyone's going to know how to do one. But like, yeah, realistically, there's better submissions out there that are more readily available from that exact position that the Anaconda is available. So yeah, I put a C tier. So yeah, sorry for people listening that are big Anaconda fans, but it's this is just not the best in my opinion. So the next one is one of my personal favorites. So I'm going to put this S tier for me, but I can see why there'd be a debate. It's the Armin Guillotine. And why there'd be a debate is because for a lot of people, it's extremely hard to get an Armin Guillotine. People really struggle with the finishing mechanics of it. And the mechanics are very simple, in my opinion, at least. So you want to pull your wrist into their neck, which, you know, forces, to cut off the blood. But then you also want to force their neck into your wrist. So it's two motions. People don't always understand that. They only want to do one or the other. So the other motion is, again, pushing their head, which forces their neck into your wrist. And that is available by, turning inwards rotating your body. And so if you need more information on that, check out my BJJ Fanatics instructional. And but again, for me, it's S tier. I get them all the time, but I think for most people in general, it's going to be more like a C tier or a B tier. What are your thoughts, Joey?
I have arm in guillotine and arm out guillotine, both in A tier.
Yeah. See, I have arm out. I have arm out in like freaking D tier, just because like, arm out guillotines are just like, if you don't get it, then you can't transition to the other front strokes. That's my big gripe with it. It's like, you're kind of like screwed there, but yeah, keep going, Joey.
No, I think, like, especially in no-gi, the reason I have them in A tier is they're just so easy to grab.
Yeah.
Like in scrambles, if you're good at scrambling and you're quick, it's so easy to get to guillotines. And like you, I don't find the arm in guillotine particularly difficult to finish, but I know a lot of people do. And that's what stops me from putting it as like an S tier submission. And the exact same argument against the arm out guillotine is that like, it's really easy. Like it's not easy to transition if someone's defending it, but like, I just think with how easy they are to get and how effective they can be used to just like stop someone's offense, for me, they're both A tiers.
Yeah, exactly. You can get them from when people like underhook you. So oftentimes I'll let people get underhooks on me because I want that arm in guillotine.
I would put it in, I know it should be higher, but for myself personally, I would put it in B tier just because I lack the finishing mechanics at this point in my jiu-jitsu journey. I can't seem to get it down quite properly yet, but I know as I get better, it'll go up in the tier. But for me, it's B.
But let me ask you this. Do you have a copy of my BJJ Fanatics front stroke instructional?
I think I'm in the DVD.
You're on that one. No, that one, Nikki's in that one. Okay. That one went to Boston for.
Okay, no, I don't have a copy of that.
All right, well, I'll get you a copy of that. Yeah, no problem. Because then you'll have no problem with the finishing mechanics. And it's funny because I went over the finishing mechanics in my video that with the Jacked Army dude, and it was just like a 2-minute short instructional at the end, like the post-match breakdown. And like people were asking me for like more, it's like, or like, can you explain even more in depth or whatever? But it's like, that's all there is to it. It's like, just do what I say in that. It takes 2 minutes to learn it. There's people overcomplicate it big time. So
I guess I know the mechanics, how they are supposed to work. I just can't get them to work for me yet. It's my body position, their body position. I don't know how to counter what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people end up like neck cranking by accident because what they're doing is they're only forcing the neck into the wrist, but they're not also forcing the neck, the wrist into the neck enough. So it has to be both. If you only do one, it's a neck crank. If you only do the other, oftentimes you don't have enough strength to actually be able to do that, like enough arm strength. And yeah, one of the big benefits of the arm in guillotine is that you can always transition to something else. You can always go to the DARS, the Anaconda, or the arm out guillotine. So yeah, so Joe, you put an A, I put an S, and Mike, you put a B. Yeah. So we're going to have to put this one A tier because that's right in the middle.
The reason I thought I was in that video is because you choked me unconscious during filming of one of those
videos. Yeah, yeah. But I didn't end up using that one. Okay. I ended up just going to Boston filming that one.
So I know it works because I went out. So
yeah, exactly. And I was putting such little pressure too, and it was working so good. And it just shows people, you know, if you have the right mechanics, you don't need to like just use all your strength and go crazy to get the finish. It should be minimal amount of strength to get it done. So quickly, I'd like to introduce you to the sponsor of today's video, X Martial. X Martial makes my favorite jiu-jitsu gear. It's all I wear. What I like about their rash guards is that they're not thin and cheap material like many academy rash guards. They're a bit thick, but not in a bad way. They feel high quality, like they have some substance to them. They also feature this no-slip elastic waistband, which I love. I hate when rash guards ride up, especially if I've been a bit too relaxed with my diet, and I don't have to worry about that with these. They're awesome. Their shorts are awesome too. How could you go wrong with leopard print? These are my favorite shorts. I just love them. Not only is their gear great, but the company is full of great people too. They sent my family a gift card for a restaurant a couple weeks ago just to show their appreciation. The appreciation goes both ways, and I want to say a big thank you from my family to them. Pick up a limitless rash guards or any cool gear that you fancy at xmartial.com and use my discount code Jordan10 for 10% off your order. Now back to the video.
The next one is RML guillotine, we kind of already went over this, and I think there's like, well, there's two styles really of like the arm out guillotine. There's like the regular one where it's very similar to arm in guillotine, but then there's one we have the high elbow. Well, there's also, there's different variations of the high elbow. There's also where you're like shallow on the neck and you have the high elbow. There's also where you come all the way through where it's more of like a reverse rooting a choke, which is like my favorite style of doing it. So we kind of already went over this. I would say, I don't know. Yeah. Well, Joey's saying A. I was saying like D, but I was kind of exaggerating. I think in reality, it's more like a B tier. And but what do you think, Mike?
I would say B tier. I also finished with the rear naked choke grip on that one too.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because if you can get it that deep,
yeah, they're done.
It's like you don't even need any mechanics to finish it. It's like it's pretty clear how to get it. You just, you know, squeeze.
Yeah, so. I caught one last night and it was over quick. Like, yeah, it's hard to defend once it's locked in.
It's checkmate. Once it's locked in like that, it's checkmate. Yeah. So, but the issue with it is that, yeah, it's like better in the sense that once it's locked in, it's much better than the other chokes, but it's just harder to get your arm in that deep. Yeah. So that's like where the con of that style. So. This one, okay, now we'll go with the arm triangle, which is one of my favorites too. I rank this one S tier because the benefit of the arm triangle is that you can use the setup to get to other positions too. Like you use the setup to get to like arm bars or high mounts or whatever it is. And I really like arm triangles, and it really comes down to like having a good bite with your bicep right on the neck. And if you have a good bite, you don't need to even have like you know, people show a lot of like crazy details. You get this angle, do this and that. But it's like, if you have a good bite, you don't even need all that. You just put a light squeeze and you get the finish. And I think I proved that really well by, because I can do them and I like to do them without even connecting my hands together. So instead of, you know, going gable grip, and some people go like rear naked choke grip on that, which I do not like at all. I think that's like the worst grip to take. But I won't even lock my hands together. And they just like, with that, it's just like shoulder pressure into the neck and it gets the job done. So yeah, I put that S tier. And what do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I would put that S tier as well. That is a frequent one that I use.
Yeah, it's funny. I was last night, I was rolling with this blue belt who was visiting, and I beat him up, everything. But like, I couldn't arm triangle him. It's like, I couldn't get his arm jacked up. He was like so strong that way, which is so funny because I've like jacked up people's arms that were way bigger than him. But for whatever reason, he like had a lot of strength that way. It was like amazing. And one story, another part thing that happened last night, which kind of pissed me off in my ego. After we rolled, he's like, you must be a brown belt or a black belt. I'm like, a brown belt? You know, I was like, why would you go with the low one first? So yeah, I was like, yeah, I got to get you back. So I'm like, I asked him again to roll. I'm like, do you want to go one more? And then I just like beat him up even more. Not in like a, you know, hurting way, but yeah. I just need to show him like, bro, I'm not a brown belt. You know, come on, man. So yeah, what do you think, Joey? What do you think of the arm triangle?
I have it S tier. I think it's one of the best submissions in jiu-jitsu, not just because like it is so easy to transition to other things from it, but because it's also so low risk. Like, especially when you're setting it up for mount, like as you're scooping the arm and getting there, if it doesn't work, you don't lose your position. You don't lose anything. You just restart and try it again. Like, it's just such a safe submission that is so effective and so easy to transition from.
Exactly. Because if you're going for it and they turn away from you, you can take their back. If they turn towards you, you can just go knee on belly to deal with it. And, you know, what else I was going to say? You know, what else is, you can also, if it's not working, you can go to like that cool, like Americana, which is like, you know, not super effective, but it is a cool option. So
yeah, it's our first S tier, and for good reason. It's one of the best submissions in jiu-jitsu. So if you're not doing arm triangles, you need to get on that. You got to start doing arm triangles. So the next one will be a pretty obvious S tier. It's the arm bar. You know, you can't go wrong with the arm bar. The benefits with the arm bar is that they can be done from so many different positions, and they're really effective. It's like some body parts, like people will let it crank a little bit more, and like an ankle, for example, like I'll let my ankle kind of go a little bit more than I should, but like, I'm not going to mess around my elbows. You know, you need them to do like everything. So like, super effective submission. And they were my favorite submission for so long. I used to do so many arm bars. I still do a lot of arm bars. And it's funny, someone on the channel, they're like, you do too many arm bars. You need to like vary it up. And then I took that like personally into heart. So after that, I'm like, I'm not going to do any more arm bars for anymore on the channel. I'm just going to do other stuff. But then it's hard too, because they're also the path least resistance. Like they're available so often. So it's hard not to keep going to them. And they're like the submission I had the most success with as a white belt too. Like, my first tournament, I lost. I didn't do well at all. I like almost got put to sleep. But then my second tournament, I got four arm bars in a row, won gold medal. Third tournament, four arm bars in a row, gold medal. So I thought I was like the next like Ronda Rousey. I was like a white belt, all like cocky and like just like super happy. Oh, I get all these arm bars. And yeah, I really like arm bars. And yeah, well, do you anything else to add to that, guys?
I would say S tier for sure. You can hit an arm bar from just about anywhere, and a white belt can do it. So to me, it's top of the list.
Yeah, for sure. So put this one S tier, and the next one is the groin stretch. And I'll let you guys start. What do you guys think of the groin stretch?
Joe, you want to go first?
I'm going to call this one D tier.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just so niche. Like it's almost never the best option. I mean, like even from positions, like you can get it from like the truck and things like that. It's almost never the best or most effective option. It almost just doesn't work on people who have like really flexible hips. Yeah. I just think it's not a great submission.
Yeah. Cause if you're in the truck, it's like the worst available submission. Like, cause you have the groin stretch, you have the calf slicer, and you have the twister, and by far the twister and calf slicer are way better than the groin stretch. It's just hard to actually get someone locked into one and then actually finish, because a lot of people, you know, are flexible and, just not a great one, but they are very cool looking, which is like kind of bumps it up a little bit. I mean, because you need to get style points. You can't just like, you know, you got to do like fun stuff. You can't only do arm bars. You know what I mean? You got to do some cool groin stretches too. So yeah, I put a D tier. Do you have any success with groin stretches?
I have a lot of success with groin stretches.
Groins.
Yeah. I get it from lockdown, and then the electric chair is where I usually get a groin stretch from there. And I've hit it on multiple colors of belts. For me, it works a lot. And if it fails, you can just turn it into a sweep. And then, so it's low risk.
What's the highest belt level you caught someone with it?
With a four stripe brown belt.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. I was hoping you'd say black, but four stripe brown belt is close enough. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. We'll put that one.
Because it is kind of niche, I would put it a C, because it isn't a high percentage for everybody. I understand that. But for me personally, B. I'd go B. Yeah.
All right. So you're going B. So me and Joey are saying D. So I guess, you know, it's D.
Majority rules. Majority.
Well, we have to go up to C really, but, you know, because you're saying B, but we'll have seniority rule too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, we're gonna say D on that one. So next up we have the no-gi baseball choke. And for me this is like an F. Like this is like a fail. Like, I mean, they can work, but I would never like think like to myself while I'm rolling, yeah, I'm gonna get this no-gi baseball choke, you know? Because a couple of reasons. One, they're not super effective, and two, they're like hard to set up, because once someone, you know, feels it come on, they're gonna start defending, and it's not super hard to defend. You just don't let them, you know, you don't pass the guard and let them turn underneath you. And then also they really hurt the fingers too. You know, I don't want to do any submission that hurts me, especially my fingers. And that's one that really hurts my fingers. Even like the gi version too, it hurts my fingers. So I put that one F personally, but what do you guys think for that?
I would as well, just because it's something you could probably only hit on a low level white belt. Anything above that would recognize it coming and fend it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe?
Yeah, it's an F. If I've never been caught in it, like even from my white belt days till now, that's an F.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I don't know if, should we kind of rank, should we separate the gi one from the no gi one, or should we also include the gi version within it? Cause I don't know if that's, if they just set this up for us, I don't know if it's the gi version's in there. So we'll just assume it's not in there. And, what would you guys, so we're saying F for the no gi version. What do you guys think for the gi version?
Still, it'd be low. It'd be low because you can usually see it coming unless you're very sneaky with it. You know it's coming. The guy's letting you pass his guard, and you have, you know what I mean? Like, you can feel it coming.
What do you think, Joey?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's still an F-tier submission. I think it's better than the no-gi variation, but it's still one of those things that, like, it's really obvious. It's incredibly niche and situational, and if you screw it up, you completely give up position. And like in a tournament, if you screw that up, you might give up mount, side, back. Like, you could completely lose the match off of your submission not working.
Yeah, I agree. But then there's also some people that specialize in it. Like, for example, Crystal at the gym, who's put more people to sleep with that choke than I put people to sleep ever with any choke. Like, I bet you it's over like 30 people that she's put to sleep with the baseball choke.
She almost put me to sleep my first time I rolled her. Yeah. She stopped. I didn't even know enough to tap. I was going that quick.
I think everyone like kind of like underestimates like maybe her or whatever it is, or the choke itself when she puts it in, or doesn't realize that that's what she's doing, because it's just unreal how many people she puts to sleep. And like, people don't want to tap to that either. It's the problem. It's like, you know, certain submissions aren't as bad to tap to, but I think some like kind of hurt the ego a little bit, and people don't want to tap to it. And I think that the baseball choke is like a bit of an ego hurting one that, yeah, people don't always want to tap to. So,
well, she specializes in that as well, right? So I think anything that anybody specializes in is dangerous, because that's what they mainly focus on, and they know 100 different angles and ways to hit it from. So.
Yeah, but the thing is too with that, it's like, it's easier to specialize in that specific one when you've never rolled the person before, right? Yeah, so once you've been like, you know, had it caught on you once, it's like, you know, it's hard to happen again. Like, fool me once,
shame on me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You guys know the saying, so I'm gonna figure the whole thing out right now. So yeah, well, I would say no gi F, and then I would say gi more like D. So yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, I think we'll just put in D. I think we're all kind of in agreement there. And next up, we have the bicep slicer, and I like bicep slicers because when they do work, but I find like it can be hard to bicep slicer someone, especially if they have like shorter of arms, because that the wrist just pops out, and you know, but they can be cool. But the thing is too, like, for most bicep slicers, do you think they can get enough breaking pressure to actually break the bicep or a bone or anything like that? Or is it just pain and discomfort?
No, I've seen an arm actually get broken with one. So like, I know it can happen. But yeah, I think it has to be like, if you want to break someone's arm with it, you have to do it pretty much perfectly.
Yeah. I think in that case, they would have to have like long arms and like skinny arms, because yeah, it'd be hard to finish otherwise. I put it like, I don't know, D, I guess, but I want to say F, but I don't know. What are you guys thinking?
I would put it F just because, to me, it's niche.
Yeah. What about you, Joey?
I have it in like D, because I just think it's, again, like a lot like some of the other submissions, I just think it's almost never like the best option from a given scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll put a D, because it's hard to give it an F. Only it's hard to give any submission an F. I included in there anyways, because the F is like a total failure. Yeah. But I mean, there is one coming up that I would say it's an F. So yeah, we'll reserve that one for the F. We'll put this one D. So the next one is a body triangle from the back. And this is like very situational. So for most people to actually finish their body triangle from the back, it's going to be difficult. Like, all you do is squeeze. But I have like super strong legs, and once I have the body triangle locked up, it's like I can submit most people with it. And so for me personally, you know, I would put this like a A tier, but like, I understand that, like, you know, I'm kind of like unique genetically that way, where I just have like very strong legs very naturally. So for most people, they probably won't be able to get it, especially if you have long legs. Long legs are good for like, you know, locking it up, but then actually having like submission ability from it, you're probably going to lack power. So I probably say more like D tier Have you guys ever submitted anyone with a body triangle from the back?
I have once, but they were considerably smaller than me because I have very short legs. I'm not exactly the strongest guy in the world, but he was a lot smaller than me and I managed to finish him. Yeah. And in that note, you finished me with one before too. And I thought I was going to shit my guts out. It was absolutely horrible. It was the worst pain I've ever felt in my life.
Well, I actually I don't even go for them a lot anymore just because they're so easy to get for me. It's I'd rather try harder and work. I have to actually have to work hard, figure out the puzzle of try to get a rear naked choke or something like that, than just rely on my physical attributes, because man, I can finish them so easy. And especially if you get a bit of an angle where it's because when you're straight on, it's just the belly. But when you get more of an angle, you start going to more of the organs themselves. And yeah, if I have an angle on someone, I lock it up, I can just feel I'm just bursting their organs. And if they don't tap, that they might literally die, you know? So
I felt like it.
Yeah. And I've had people try to hold out on me before. I'm like, you shouldn't do this. Yes. I don't want to kill you right now.
I tried to hold out as long as I could until I thought I was going to pass out or die, some internal damage, you know?
Yeah. I would say, honestly, that's one of the most dangerous ones for someone with strong legs, because a choke, if you go out, it's not the end of the world. You know, if you destroy your joints, that sucks too. But if you actually mess up your organs, you're going to be having a colostomy. How do you pronounce that?
Colostomy bag.
Yeah. You can have one of those bags or whatever. And I wouldn't want to do that to someone. That I feel really bad. And I would, if that happened, I would just stop doing that submission entirely.
Imagine it's easy to break a rib doing that too, if you're up too high.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Exactly. Cause where you are depends on it determines where the pressure is going to be. And yeah, I could definitely pop a rib with that for sure. So I put that for me, A tier, but for most people, probably F tier. So were you guys in agreement that probably it's more a D tier submission? What do you guys think?
Joey?
Yeah. I think it's probably a D tier. I think body triangle as a control or as a means to distract someone long enough to get a different submission is probably S tier technique. But I think as far as actually submitting with the body triangle, it's probably a D.
Yeah. But one thing I like to do is I like to squeeze as I'm trying to get other submissions. Just I'm just trying to make it look like I'm not trying to get that submission and just see if they can hold out on it. And it just I don't know. I kind of messing with people's minds that way. And yeah, it's a fun game for me. So yeah, I really like that. So the next one is the Boston Crab, which for those who don't know, it's like a WWE type technique, professional wrestling, where it's pretty much a double ankle lock. And I think I've gotten one or two before just messing around, but it's hard to get into that position. I don't even know how you set that up without it just kind of randomly occurring. But I know you know, Joey, it seems like something you would do and have success with. So yeah, what do you think?
So I've actually hit hundreds of Boston crabs. I love the Boston crab.
All right. See, it's funny. I was thinking F tier and you're probably putting more A tier for you.
No, I'll probably put it F tier. I think it's one of those things that I think unless there's a really big skill gap, it's almost impossible to do.
Yeah, for sure.
I think there's only been one hit in MMA history.
Yeah. It's a viral clip. It's always on TikTok and stuff. And
yeah. It manipulates the spine as well, right? Not just a calf or a ankle lock.
Well, yeah. What are you attacking in that? Is it the ankle, Joey, or is it your core and your hips and everything? What is it?
So it should actually be the low spine. So you just kind of wrap the ankles to hold the legs. And then when you sit back on their back, you just kind of bend the spine the wrong way. It's a ridiculous submission. I think it's honestly, as someone who's done a lot of them, I think it's kind of garbage, but they're really funny when they do work.
Yeah. Kind of sidetrack, but it's funny. Something I've been thinking about is getting into professional wrestling, even though I don't it sounds kind of random. Even though I don't even watch wrestling, I'm just thinking okay, I know all these jiu-jitsu moves and I'm can do a lot of things physically. So I could use those skills that I have to, you know, branch into a different, I don't know, sport almost and have, cause you can make a lot of money in professional wrestling. Right. So, and I think it'd be a fun thing to do. You know, for a long time, I thought professional wrestling was kind of kind of lame, but the more I watch it, it's okay, these are actually performers that are putting their bodies on the line, doing all sorts of crazy stuff. And it's that would probably be a mixture of fun and pain, but I like entertaining people. So I think that'd be really fun. The problem I would have is it'd be hard to pick what would it be called? Like a moniker almost.
I was just going to ask you, do you have a name picked out?
Yeah, I would not. Like, I don't think I have like the personality for like professional wrestling. You know, I'm just this like low energy guy. So yeah, I don't know. So yeah, I think I'd be kind of funny. So that's something I'm thinking about. But yeah, I think about a lot of stuff.
That'd be fucking great. I would go watch that.
Yeah. See, I told Nikki and she like laughed at me. She didn't think I was serious.
Well, I laughed, but I still think it'd be fucking great.
Yeah, it would be great. Something she laughed at me too. She didn't think I was serious. I told her I was going to grow. I was thinking about growing out my hair. And she's like, oh, how long? I was like, shoulder length. And then she's like, didn't think I was serious. I'm like, hey, why not? Because Jason Momoa has long hair. And I'm like, everyone thinks he's good looking.
There you go.
So I'm like, well, I can do it. Because I think it would just be kind of cool to see my hair longer. I don't know.
You don't want to see my hair grown out. Just
a lot of grays.
Thin as shit. Yeah.
Well, looking pretty good for being in your late 40s for sure.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I know people a lot younger with worse hairlines. So yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. So yeah, I'll put this one D tier. Back on topic. So, and next one is going to be the bone arrow choke. For me, this is a clear S tier. And, you know, tried and true, clear path when you have someone's back in the gi, because it can be hard to get underneath the neck completely for a rear naked choke in the gi. There's so much friction in the way with all the collars and with the collars. So I think probably S tier for bone arrow. But what do you guys think?
I think S. Like it's so powerful, it's relatively easy to get compared to things like the rear naked choke. I think the only thing I would say that like holds it back maybe is that it's a gi only move, which kind of sucks, but even then I don't think that's enough to knock it out of like S tier.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. S tier for sure.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Yeah. So not much more needs to be said about that.
Exactly.
The next one is a gi Bravo choke, which, I would put like personally, honestly, like D tier. Like I never like went for a Bravo choke, and I think a lot of people don't even know what they are.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's basically like a DARS where you grab the gi instead of your bicep. And, yeah, you know, I'm sure people, especially old school guys, have a lot of success with it. I think it's more of like an old school move, but like, you know, I would never think to go for one. And, you know, because I've gone for them in the past as when I was less experienced and just never had any success with them. So maybe I would now, but, I don't think they're great. What do you think, Joey?
So it's actually really interesting. I have really short arms, so I've always had a really hard time DARS choking people. And someone in the Discord for this, so the Talk Jitsu Discord, actually told me to start trying Bravo chokes. And at first I was like, whatever, Bravo chokes, garbage, not going to do it. Just ignore that. And I finally gave in and was like, I'm just going to try these things. And man, I've been hitting a lot of them regularly.
Yeah, maybe I just gave up on them too quickly. And for one side note too, anyone listening should join our Talk Jitsu Discord, and because Joey and Mike are very active on it. I post once in a while, but not a whole lot, but it's a really good community, lots of great people in it, and which I think really makes it so great is that we have a great community of people. So so Joey, what tier would you put it in then, now that you're having success with it?
I'd still have to say like it couldn't be any higher than like a C tier, so somewhere around C or D. I really can't pick between those two, but I don't think it's a great submission. But I think for people who fit that niche of me of having like dwarf sized arms, it's not the worst option.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll put a D tier because that's kind of what I was thinking. And yeah, so there we go. So
you have to look into it a bit more. I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, it might be something that works good for you.
Yeah, I have short arms too.
Yeah, me too. I have a 69 inch wingspan. So like, you know, that's when you measure from fingertip to fingertip. So I was interested, you know, what it was because, you know, fight MMA or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, 69 is like a cool number, but like not great for like, you know, not the ideal length of arms. So not super short, but I wish I had a bit longer. It'd be easier to punch people, but it's all good. Still a cool number. So
I'm jealous, man.
Yeah.
My wingspan's 63.
Oh man, that is really short. Yeah.
Yeah. I have my wife who's 5'2" has longer arms than I do.
Man, she should fight Muay Thai. She'd have super long arms.
She has normal sized arms. I have really short arms.
You really small hands too.
I know. My genetics are terrible, man. I do not have a good body shape for jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I think I just have like regular size hands. It still has like paint on it from renovating the gym. But yeah, what about your hands?
I have giant hands for the size of me.
Yeah, I got really wide feet, but yeah.
Mike does have huge hands. It's really weird.
Yeah, you do.
And very flexible ankles and feet and gigantic weird shaped hands. Yeah.
Yeah, I think big hands are a big advantage in jiu-jitsu for like grip strength, but then like I wonder if small hands too make it easier to get like underneath the chin for rear naked chokes and that kind of stuff. Like, have you found it's easier in a sense?
Not so much for that, but like for getting underhooks, like my hand, there's like almost no difference between the width of my hand and the width of my wrist. So it's so easy for me to get underhooks and just like scoot my hand into like the tiniest little spaces.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Someone said to Nikki, they said she had big feet and then right away she said to them, you have small hands. and so like an automatic comeback, but not like in a rude way, but, it was just funny. Cause obviously she was like thinking about that to come back with that so quickly. And Nikki does have a little bit of big feet. I love her, but yeah, she knows it too. Like a little bit big for a lady, but no big deal.
That makes sense now because she asked me, do I have big feet? And I looked, I said, no, your feet look normal to me. Now I know why she asked that.
Yeah. Me and Nikki have literally, I think her feet are a little bit bigger than mine. Like we can wear the same boots and shoes, no problem. But so I hope she doesn't listen to this. She'll be pissed at me.
I do catch her in a toe hold now and then. So
yeah, well, no, it's joking. Easier when they're bigger. So
I'm joking. I don't catch her.
Yeah. So this one is near and dear to Joey's heart, I'm sure, and not to mine. So it's the buggy choke. I've never gotten a buggy choke and I've tried. I think one thing I should probably do is like practice with someone, like kind of rep it a couple times, because I've only tried while rolling and I just can't figure it out while I'm doing it, or I can't get it going. So for me, it's F tier, but yeah, for Joey, it's probably like higher tier. So what do you think?
I want to say it's like an S tier submission for me just because of how many matches I've won with the thing. But like,
so remember what you thought of it at first.
Yeah, you thought it was crap, right?
Yeah, I used to talk a lot of shit about the buggy choke and tell everyone it was garbage until someone again from the Discord convinced me to try it. And I try to have an open mind when people suggest things. So I gave it a go and now I don't think I could live without it. It's like a crutch. But I do think it is a crutch. It's not something that I should rely on, but it's so good if you're in a bad position to just threaten it, even just to make people respect the buggy choke, give me the space to escape. So I'd put it somewhere around like B.
Yeah. Well, you've submitted me with it before. So like, it's definitely a good submission and you've won. You've beaten black belts in tournaments with it. So yeah, I think, I think people don't want it to be a good submission. They want it to like go away and just be this like thing that is it's like gone from the world. But like in reality, it actually is a good submission. And, I would say B too, because, you know, I think only you've submitted me with one and, but I've been like close before, you know, like having to like adjust and figure out how to defend it better. So, yeah, I would say B too. So. And Mike, you think B as well?
I think B as well. On the video where we face you guys for $3,000 cash, your YouTube video, Joey came very, very close to putting me to sleep in that. I remember like the end of credits, the darkness was closing in, but I managed to slap my hand on the ground and almost went out and he let me go. But yeah, I didn't respect it. And I tried to get out of it and I almost went night. But yeah, I can't seem to hit it as well, but I just need to put the hours into it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And yeah, and Joey also, he got Nikki with a buggy choke in that video too. I remember as I was editing it and everything. I haven't watched it since, but that video turned out really good. So I'm really happy we did that. And I made my money back. So thank God, because I was really nervous about that, especially doing $3,000. So yeah, I made my money back.
Time
so.
For a gi version of that maybe?
Yeah, you know, it's just like, we have to do it in a way where it's like a little different or has some sort of like, it's just some little bit different to it. But I definitely want to do something like that again. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And the hard part too is not to go off too off topic, but like with this kind of stuff is you can't just like, because after we filmed it, I was thinking like, it's going to be easy to edit and just make it a great video. But then as I was starting to edit, I'm like, how am I going to make this interesting for people to watch? Because people don't just want to watch us roll. They need like a story to it. So I made this like story to it, which is true anyways, which was basically that like Alex was like this like beast, this like villain. And like, he was like coming to get us and everything. And I would put like,
sinister music would play. Yeah. When he showed him. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know if that'd be like well received or not, or if people think it's weird or if they think it's cool. But, yeah, I think people thought it was pretty cool. And, I said to Alex after, I'm like, you know, sorry if I made you the villain or whatever, but yeah, he was all cool with it. And yeah, it turned out pretty good.
Turned out great.
So this one is a bulldog choke, which is basically, for those who don't know, it's like a rear naked choke where you don't have your hooks in. It's like, you're more to like,
they're more like in like turtle and you're kind of off to the side. And, you know, like it can be a good, it can be a good way to submit someone like, Carlos Newton. He got choked by Matt Hughes with this, or was it the other way around? Or Carlos Newton got someone. Do you remember, Joey?
Can't remember. Either one of them did.
Basically, yeah, a schoolyard like headlock, is it not?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We should know who, like, because yeah, it's Canadian MMA. Carlos Newton's Canadian, but yeah, I think he had someone in it. I'm pretty sure. And then maybe they got him in it too. My memory's not working, but yeah, that's a pretty cool submission. But like in the sense of like trying to set one up deliberately, it's probably going to be very difficult to do. It's more of something like maybe you have their back and you're going for a regular rear naked choke, then they get rid of the hooks and then you transition to the bulldog choke. So yeah, it's like, I don't want to say it's a bad submission. It's more like it's one that's just harder to find the opportunity to get into. So I probably put it like C tier. But I also feel bad putting it low because it's just basically a rear naked choke variation and a rear naked choke. Not to be a spoiler alert, but that's going to be a S tier for sure. So yeah, where would you guys rank this one?
I would rank it D myself because it's so easy to fend off, but it's the first submission I ever hit in my life. So it has a special place in my heart.
You find it easy to fend off the bulldog choke? Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Joe?
I put it C. Like, I think once it's on, like, you have to respect it. It's just kind of like a worse version of the rear naked choke, really. For me, it's probably around a C.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what? I think it'd be fun. Maybe like on Saturday, I'm just going to go for like a ton of bulldog chokes during open mat and just like to school, just like schoolyard bully everyone. Like, what the hell is going on? So yeah, let's put it C. I think that's a fair place to put it. The next one is a calf slicer, which, you know, I would like, for me, this is a pretty high up on the tier list because I like calf slicers a lot. And when I have someone in the truck, it's either a calf slicer or a twister. And I'm really good at twisters. Like for whatever reason, like that's one that's I really gravitate towards and get them pretty easily. But if I can't get that, then it's usually calf slicer I go for. So yeah, I put the calf slicer A tier because I don't want to put it S tier. I think that's too high. But yeah, for me, it's A tier. What do you guys think?
I'd put it in A tier as well because I can hit it from the lockdown. There's a variation from there. I can also hit it from the truck when I'm on the back, hit the truck and then a calf slicer. So for me, it works fairly well. So I'd put it A tier.
Yeah. This is one that like for me, when I was kind of making my own ranking, getting ready for this video, I really struggled to figure out where I wanted to put it because like I personally get a lot of calf slicers and I like to hit them from a lot of different spots and I have good setups for them, but I know some people say they have a really hard time with them, but for me, I think it's gotta be an A. Like they're fast, they're effective, they're easy to set up. Really? I think it's an A.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely A. So yeah, because it's not quite like, you know, in the same realm of like, you know, like arm bars and stuff, but it's definitely not something that's ineffective. It's a great choke. So or not choke, a great submission. So the next one is the can opener. And I put this one F tier because like, I don't think it's super hard to, you know, prevent can openers. And it's mostly like, you know, just like new people that go for them or maybe like old school MMA or jiu-jitsu guys that are, yeah, they're super old school. And yeah, you know, they're like a really divisive submission in the sense that like, if you do one on someone, they're probably gonna get pretty pissed at you. Which is something we should talk about too, because I mean, what do you guys think? It's like, is a neck crank like that, should that be frowned upon, or is that just another submission which you can freely tap to at any time?
I like all submissions. So I think I don't think it's any worse or better than any other. You know, I don't think it should be disqualified from anything. I think it should be there available. It doesn't bother me at all. I'll tap if it goes too far.
Yeah. It's like to me too, like I have a bad neck. So like, you know, I would, yeah, exactly. So I'm not going to like hold out on it. If someone has me in a legit can opener, I'm going to have to tap just like an arm bar. So I don't think that there should be such a stigma towards it. But I also don't think it should be like encouraged. Like everyone start doing can openers, best submission ever or anything, because they're not that great, but they're like not awful either. And I don't think they're bad jiu-jitsu etiquette either. So yeah. What's your stance on them, Joey?
I think like they should be legal. Like, honestly, the can opener is so incredibly easy to deal with and defend that once you know that, it should be like impossible to get caught in it anyways. So let them be legal. Like, it's one of those things that it's so ineffective compared to other submissions that like, why not just let it be legal?
Yeah, exactly. Because I think it'd be pretty hard to actually like do any real damage unless you have a bad neck, because it's just not that hard to defend. And GSP, he did a ton of can openers. He'd always get in people's clothes guard, control them that way, and then like throw a punch at them or whatever. And yeah, because I remember people talked like mad shit about can openers when I was starting jiu-jitsu, but then I also like saw GSP doing them. So I was like kind of confused. It's like, are they bad and crappy or are they good? Because like one of the greatest of all time is doing it. So yeah, you know, I put D tier. I don't want to quite put an F, but what's the consensus there?
I would agree with you, D. Yeah.
Or maybe I would have put it. I would have put it F. I think it's useless.
As I said that, I started to think too, maybe it is F. So yeah. Yeah,
majority rule.
Yeah, F for this one. This one is a, I don't know the name of it, but it's like when you have kesagatami and you just kind of lean into them or kind of lean your body weight back and they'll lift their head up. Do you know what it's called, Joey?
I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
For the listeners, if they know the Metamoris fight, it's when Dean Lister fought Barnett and was submitted for the first time in like 15 years or something like that. It's some sort of neck crank from kesagatami.
Yeah, let's just say kesagatami neck crank, but I don't know if it is really the neck either, though. I think it attacks more like the spine, I guess. I'm not sure, but I actually go for them on people sometimes just because I think it's fun and it actually does work pretty decently, but I can't get them every time. So, you know, sometimes I am putting a lot of pressure, a lot of power, and they're just, you know, it's not doing the job. So, you know, and I'm putting what should be enough effort. So I think if it's a submission that, you know, you're putting all your effort and you're still not getting it, I put that a lower tier for sure. I mean, if you're like a heavyweight, then you can generate a lot of power and then that kind of submission might be, you know, a good one for you. And a lot of heavyweights that do it. So I'd probably put D because I think that it's definitely not an F, but I wouldn't put it in like, you know, the same category as something like a Anaconda that's in the C tier. So yeah. What do you guys think? Is D accurate?
Joe?
For me, it's an F. Like at my size and my strength, I don't think I've ever made this thing work, but I understand that for a lot of other people it might. So I'd probably say D.
But maybe it's not the size of you. Maybe it's the size of your rolling partners. Maybe you got to roll someone's 100 pounds, 90 pounds, and just start just crushing the shit out of them. So
go submit the kids class with it.
Yeah, yeah. I bet you could submit a ton of kids with this one. No problem. No, we'll put this one, we'll put it F because we don't even know the name of it. Well, no, sorry, guys. I can't put it F because I have submitted people with it. So, sorry, I got to put a D. I got to put this one D. So the next one is a clock choke. And you know, I think a clock choke is like a great topic for discussion within a tier list video because it's something that people might be taught in class and that they think is like cool and just like any other submission, like an arm bar or something like that. But to me, a clock choke is like, you know, pretty low tier. It's like not nearly in the same realm of like the good submissions. So for me, it's D tier. And actually, I was going for one in a video against Lee, who's a white belt. It was actually the first white belt mistakes video. And I popped my rib as I was doing it. So like, if I'm going for a submission, I hurt myself. I want to put that more like F tier because that pissed me off because I hurt myself doing that. But they can work, but they're just not amazing. So yeah, what do you guys think?
I'd put D tier. I don't personally hit them a lot, but I understand that a lot of people do. But myself, I like to roll a lot of no-gi, and it's hard to do in no-gi. So D for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be more critical. I'm going to say F tier solely because I think you set it up mostly when your opponent is turtled. And I just think there are so many better things to do when your opponent has turtled. Like you can take the back. You can set up so many other submissions that it's almost like a bait to go for this terrible thing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you have someone in turtle, maybe you just want to get some variety or just like a cool looking submission, maybe that's why you go for it. But yeah, I would not, this would not be like, oh, this is my plan A. This is not plan A whatsoever. So yeah, I put this one, well, you think D tier?
Yeah.
Okay, I think D tier, so a majority rules, I'll put a D tier, but I can see the case for F tier because again, if there's better submissions available, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. So next up we have the cross collar choke, which, you know, I think is a decent submission, but like not amazing. That like I put a D tier personally, because for a couple of reasons. One, it's just hard to get on people. It's hard to get on people. And then it also hurts my fingers too. So like a lot of these gi chokes hurt my fingers. So I have like a bias against them, but yeah, I think D tier. And have you got success with the cross collar chokes?
I would put it as B tier. I've choked many a person unconscious with the cross collar choke. Yes.
Yeah. I like using them for the armbar setup. So a lot of people have taken that away from my videos. It's like you go for the cross collar, they defend, you go for the armbar. So because of that too, because you can set up the armbar if they defend, and then if they don't defend, you can just finish it. I'll put a C tier. So you're thinking B.
B.
I'm thinking C. Joey?
I'm going to say C. I think it's really hard to finish. It's really hard to finish on people who are good. It's hard to set up on people who are good, but it's really useful for people. Like if you mount someone and they're really defending your hips, to get them to respect your choke.
Yeah.
And move exactly. Those arms and give you the other stuff you want. So I put it C.
Yeah. And like guys like Hodger Gracie, you know, he had a ton of success with these and he was just killing everyone with the basics like this. But, you know, he's Hodger Gracie. So like, you know, he's going to be able to get this no problem. But yeah, for most people, it's not the greatest. And, you know, especially from the bottom, if you try to get it from your guard, and this is taught a lot to like fundamentals class, like to beginners, to get it from your closed guard. But I think from the closed guard, it's more like an F. It's like barely ever works unless the person's like pretty new to jiu-jitsu. So like from mount, yeah, it's decent for sure. But yeah, from your guard, it's way worse. So, sorry, you're saying C tier, Joey?
Yeah, I think C.
You're saying B?
B. I've caught the majority of them from my guard.
All right. Well, yeah. I'll put C. I'll put C for this one.
I just want to put a little side note too there. I don't hold it until people go unconscious. Sometimes I put it on very quickly and then they just don't have time to tap and I let go. I'm not a dick like that. So
yeah,
I just want to put that out there.
So this one is the ankle lock from the back. And, this one's so funny because, you know, anytime I cross my feet on the channel, like, well, not anytime. I did it once. I crossed my feet on the channel. I had a bunch of people comment like, oh, you can't cross your feet. Can't cross your feet. You know, it's like, it's a bad thing to do. But then, after I did another video against Chewy, and then I was like, you know, I did this because I wanted to have white belts and blue belts, like, tell me I'm doing something wrong. So that was really funny to kind of troll those people because I think people think that it's like a rule that you have to follow. And if you don't follow it, you're like not technical or you're making a mistake. But in reality, it's like you have so much time to, react if you think they're going to start to, try to ankle lock you from there. So like, I just don't think that it's a big deal. I cross my feet from the back, no problem, anytime. I'm not worried about it. And if I see it start to come, then I'm going to adjust myself. And it matters to, you know, how they are on your back. Like if they're leaning into you, like leaning back into you, then you can then I think it is good to cross them because you can control them better and they can't actually get the ankle lock from there because they need to take their feet off the mat because their feet are on the mat to push into you. So there's so much time to adjust. And but then, with that said, like Darren, he can freaking, he can ankle lock you without your feet even crossed, which is like super annoying. And, well, he got me like once or twice with it. And then from then on, I was like, I'm never tapping to this again. I'm going to make sure. And I don't think he's gotten me since then, but yeah, he's really effective without even crossing your feet.
He taught me that exact move because he kept catching me with the same thing. But, what did you put it as, a F or a D?
Yeah, I probably put it as like an F.
I'd go up a step and put it a D because I've caught a lot of people with that single leg one that Darren teaches, and with the crossed ankles, I've caught quite a bit of people with that.
Yeah. Well, Joey, you're the deciding factor.
I'd put it as F. I mean, my favorite way to control the back is to cross my ankles and hold people there. And I like, Mike, how many times have you tried these things on me?
Oh, quite a bit. Yeah.
100.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever tapped them.
No, but it has just made you move position, right? Like you're going for a choke. I'll lock that up. And then you had to move all of a sudden.
Yeah. But just doing an escape would have accomplished the same thing. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, I kind of skipped over this one, just because I forgot the name of it, but I think it's a Barato Plata. I could be off. It's some sort of Plata, but it's basically where it's almost like a Kimura, but you loop your hand through and you grab your thigh. And I've never had success with this ever. And, I don't think it's a great submission. You guys know what submission I'm talking about?
Alexi uses it a lot at the gym. He's tapped me with it. Yep.
Okay. So we can't put an F then for sure. But yeah, I'd probably put a D tier, but, what would you guys put it at?
I would agree D. Yeah.
D. It's a solid D.
It's hard to get to. Yeah.
All right. So the next one is a Darce, and, yeah, the picture we're using, it's in the gi, and, I think, and the Darce in the gi is pretty ineffective, because there's so much, you know, there's so much material there. There's your material of your arm. There's the material of their lapel and everything. So, but in no-gi, the Darce is pretty good. Like, I wouldn't put it S tier because
I think, you know, people with long arms, it's definitely an S tier because it makes it so much easier to lock up. But for the general population, it's like a hard submission to actually, you know, lock in perfectly because most people have those average size arms and it's very good if you have long arms. But yeah. And then a lot of people, they don't have the mechanics right. So they need to buy my BJJ Fanatics instructional because I teach the mechanics in that. And, I put it A tier, but I like Darces, but you know, I wish I had longer arms. That would make Darces so much easier for me.
Yeah, I would agree. A tier. I have short arms. Sometimes I have to lock it up on my forearm, but quite successful with it. I'd agree A.
I'll go A tier as well.
So the next one is the electric chair from Lockdown. And I'm a bit of a hater on like Lockdown just because I've seen people blow out their knees and I just don't love it. But Mike really likes it. So I'm sure you put this S tier.
Yeah, I would put it, well, at least A tier, just because I've had great success with it. And yeah, it's one of my favorite submissions. I kind of locked into it from watching Metamoris, watching Gracie versus Eddie Bravo. And I saw the success he had. And that was right when I was starting jiu-jitsu around then. And I just loved it. And I've been using it ever since. I use it every time I roll, just about.
What about you, Joey?
I used to use it a lot. I still use it on occasion, but I'd probably put it somewhere in like the C or D tier. Somewhere in C or D.
Okay. Well,
that's quite a gap.
I'll put a D.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll put a D. Sorry. I can't.
It's all good.
I hate it. So I just can't give it anything.
You guys have way more experience than me too, right? So I'm only going on a few years. So everybody take my opinion with a grain of salt. So.
Yeah, but I think that you provide a perspective that a lot of our viewers can resonate with because a lot of our viewers aren't black belts like me and Joey. We do have some black belt viewers, but like the majority are probably white belts and blue belts. So yeah, I wouldn't discredit your opinion whatsoever or think like that.
Like this is a submission that I've spent considerable amount of time in with Joey after classes teaching me all the different mechanics of it and with other people teaching me and lots of research online. I use this submission all the time and I hit it all the time. On high level.
Yeah. So the next one is the Estima lock, which is basically like an ankle lock without having control of like their hips so much. It's basically like, I don't know how to describe it for anyone that doesn't.
It's held with your gut too. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because not everyone knows what it is. Like, how would you describe an Estima lock, Joey?
It's kind of like a toe hold where you use your stomach as like one of the grips. It's kind of a strange lock, but it's effective. It hurts. Like when it comes on hard.
Yeah. People throw it on really hard. But the thing is like people have tried on me and they never got it. I've never felt like super threatened by them, but, you know, and I never really went for them myself either, really, because the problem with them too, is that if you're not careful, you can kind of like twist someone's knee and hurt them. So, because of that, I don't really like them too much. I put them D tier because again, I feel no threat when someone really goes for one, you know, I can always find a way to deal with it. All right. So next up we have the, Ezekiel. I think Ezekiel is not bad. I think it's like hard to actually get sometimes to actually like get your everything in position, but it's not bad. So I probably put it at like D tier. Just not a great, what do you guys think?
I'd agree, D tier. I have trouble getting it, especially no-gi with the short arms.
Yeah. What do you think, Joey?
I have it at C. I think I use it a lot more as just like a threat to get people to react. But like as far as finishing it goes, probably D. But just because of the other ways I like to use it, I put it at C.
All right. Well, we'll put D. Me and Mike think D. So this one is a, what do they call it again? Gogo Plata. I've gotten like one or two, but like in terms of like, effectiveness, I think they're pretty hard to get. Like usually if you can, when you're in that position, the omoplata is a better, option, but you know, they're pretty cool. They're cool looking. I put a D, but it might even be, I don't know. I was going to say F, but probably not F. What do you guys think?
That was going to be my first F actually. So
yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you think, Joey?
I wish I could give it like a D minus, but I'll give it a D.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to quite put it F, but I do kind of. So like, I wish there was like in between. So we'll put a D just to be safe. Yeah, the next one is a heel hook, which I think is pretty clear. It's an S tier. It's yes. Like you lock one of those on, they have to tap or they're going to be crippled. So yeah, it's hard to put that one, it's hard to put that one yeah, low for sure. That's going to be S tier. And it's also like the most trendy thing right now. Everyone's doing heel hooks, but for good reason, they work really good. So I don't think that one really needs too much debate. That's a S tier submission right there. So let's see, we have a Kimura, the Kimura is great as a grip and it's decent as a submission, but, it's better as a grip. I think if I have someone in a Kimura from just like a standard Kimura, most of the times I'll just transition to an arm bar because it's easier to break that grip than it is to break the grip of someone holding on to whatever their gi or their leg in, to defend the Kimura. So I probably put it A tier. But it could be a case for B tier. What do you guys think?
I would put it A tier just for, like you said, grip wise. I use it all the time. Yeah.
What about you, Joey?
Yeah, I had this one on my own little ranking as an S, but mostly just because of its utility as a grip. As far as an actual like submission goes, I think A is probably a really appropriate spot.
Yeah, I think A just to be safe for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But definitely not S tier. So now we have the knee on belly submission, which, it's not a great submission. It's like more of like a little bit of dick jitsu in the sense of like, it's more of a pain move, but, it's not bad either. I probably put a D tier. I kind of like once in a while, kind of like seeing if I can submit someone with a knee on belly, but I don't mean any like harm to them while I'm doing it, but they're probably thinking like, oh, this guy's such a dick. But, I think they're kind of fun they're fun to play around with.
I agree. D tier. I've been submitted knee on belly, knee on sternum, knee on any part you can name. But yeah, I'd say, yeah, D.
Yeah. What about you, Joey?
Yeah. D minus if I could, but somewhere in the D tier.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, the knee bar, very special place in my heart because, I just got one on a couple of weeks ago in the tournament and, the super fight. And I think knee bars are probably the best, leg lock other than the heel hook. Like, I don't think ankle locks are great. And I don't think, toe holds are as good as a knee bar. But so I put this one A tier, but maybe S tier too. What do you guys think?
I put it A tier. I myself being a lower belt, I find it a little bit harder to hit than a heel hook, but so A for me, Joe.
Yeah, I think A tier. Like I think it's a clear step below the heel hook as far as leg locks go, but I also think it's like probably like you said one of the better leg locks outside of the heel hook, so I think A is probably the best spot for it.
Yeah, for sure. And just a quick thing for people doing knee bars. I think the best way to grip a knee bar is to do like the rear naked choke style where you hold their toe and then you have your wrist here because that really keeps it connected to your chest rather than holding with like two hands on the ankle like you would for like an arm bar. I think it's a much better way of gripping. So the next one is a scissor choke. And just for anyone listening, we kind of have to like speed through the rest of them a little bit just because we've been doing this a while and I got a bank appointment. I got to get to be honest. So this one is a scissor choke like basically where you use your legs to choke someone without having their arm in. So actually Darren got this one on Nikki during that challenge video, so not a great submission, but I mean if you get stuck in one it is pretty hard to get out and it sucks big time. So this could be a case for it could be C tier in the sense that like, if it is locked up, it's pretty crappy to be in, but like, yeah, it's hard to get. What do you guys think?
Joey, you go first.
I'll call it it's hard because I want to call it like almost like a D plus. Like, I think it's not quite on the same level as our other C tier submissions, but I think it's better than a lot of our D tier submissions. I think if I had to put it in one, I'd probably stick it in D.
Yeah, I think so too, because I can't quite put in the same category as Anaconda. I just don't feel right about that. Let's see. This one is just Lockdown.
Yeah.
So we kind of already went over that. We put it in the, where do we put that? Put that in D. So D. We'll put that right in D tier as well. This one's a loop choke, which, loop chokes are pretty good. Loop chokes are very effective. I would say A tier for this because I wouldn't put in the same tier as like an arm bar or rear naked choke, but hard to deny how powerful loop chokes are. So maybe there is a case for S tier.
I would say A tier, my own opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I somewhere between A and B, like an A minus B plus is where I would have put them. So I have no problem with A.
All right, yeah, we'll put it in A. A, yeah, there's not A and S and B are, and C are pretty small. Like D has a lot. There's a lot of submissions we don't think are too great. So the next one's a mirror lock, which basically is very similar to a Kimura, which you use your overhook to kind of turn their arm. And worked great for Frank Mir, that's for sure. That's why it's named a mirror lock. And but, you know, I would put it D personally. I don't think it's a super high percentage technique, but I don't think it's like awful either. I think it's pretty decent. So we'll put that one D tier unless you guys have any objections.
I was just going to say I agree with you. No, I'm not.
Yeah, and then also, yeah, north-south choke. I think people think that north-south choke, they just assume it's going to be way better than it is. But it's just not a great choke. It's very hard to get one locked in place and without like completely like hurting their neck. And I'm not a huge fan of north-south chokes, but at the same time, you got guys like Marcelo Garcia, who's like unreal at north-south chokes. So I would put it, I put a D tier, but I do feel a little bit bad about it just because, yeah, Marcelo, you know, one of the greats of all time was so good. But what do you guys think? D tier? What are you guys thinking?
I find them very hard to hit. That's just my own personal opinion, but I'd say D as well.
Yeah, for sure. And Omoplata is next. Omoplata, because it's so versatile in the sense that you can get, you know, you can use it to sweep people. You can transition to other things like triangles, arm bars. I would say Omoplata is like B tier, but, you know, they are a little bit hard to finish against someone that is like good and really working hard not to get submitted. So yeah. What do you think, Joey?
I have them in A tier, but that's, I like Omoplata. I use it a lot and it really fits my game. So I think I'm a little biased towards it, but I definitely think it should be at least a B tier.
Yeah, for sure. Let's, yeah, let's do B tier. I think that's a, A is looking pretty good too for it. Let's do B tier to be safe. The next one is a paper cutter choke, which I'm a pretty big fan of. I think they're pretty cool. I think the hard part of a paper cutter choke is getting your second grip in. I think once you have the first grip, like the first grip itself is pretty easy, but the second grip is a little bit harder. So I would put it in the C tier probably. And and a cool tip you can do is you can use your foot to trap their arm, the one that would defend to defend the neck. If you trap it with your foot first, and then you, it's a lot easier to get that second grip. So yeah, I put it C tier. What are your guys' thoughts?
I'd also put it in C tier. I don't have a much experience with it myself, but I have been put out with it a couple times, so it is effective.
Yeah, I have it C tier as well. I think it's pretty low risk. It can be hard to set up. I think C is fair.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, very low risk. And like literally, if you don't get it, it's no problem. You're still inside control. So definitely a decent submission. This one is a Peruvian necktie. And I'm not a huge fan of them because I just don't think that they're... I feel like anytime someone goes for one on me, I can very easily see it coming and react to it. Like it takes a second to actually like set up. So I would put it D tier, but I can see why there'd be a case for more of a C tier.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can feel it coming on when they're trying to apply it. So I would agree C or D, C. Yeah.
Yeah. Daniel almost got me in one in that Shark Tank video. And, but he didn't. I just like folded my body really good and his leg slipped off. And I thought it was a really cool escape. So I'll put a D tier unless you have any objections, Joey.
No, I think D's fine. Like, again, it suffers from the same thing that like the bulldog choke does, where from that front headlock position, it's just not nearly as good as the other options.
Exactly. And like we said, like, you know, setting it up is kind of like you can, like, there's like a tell, you can kind of see it coming. And it just makes it easy to defend where like, and if you don't get it, you don't really have a lot of options from there. So yeah, it's better to go for things like, you know, arm and guillotine, Dars, anaconda, where you can always transition to all of those as well. So Veronica choke, I don't think much needs to be said about this. I'm pretty clearly an S tier. Yeah. I mean, Veronica choke, it's like, you know, Mata Leao, the lion killer, you know, you can even choke out animals with this if you needed to. And someone told me a funny story yesterday. They said, like, one of their friends who's a black belt now, they hit a deer with their car like years back, and it wasn't quite dead, but it was dying. So what they tried to do to, you know, be humane was to kill it, and they put it in a rear naked choke. And but they couldn't like bring themselves to actually like finish it. They felt too bad. So I don't know, what would you do in that situation? Would you would you be able to finish the choke, or would you be like, crap, I'm like, you know, I can't do this to a deer. I can't rear naked choke it.
I could finish the choke, I think.
Well, I mean, like, if you don't finish the choke, you're just strangling this dying animal and then letting go, and you're just torturing it.
Yeah, imagine what the deer's thinking. It's like, okay, this guy hit by a car, and now I'm getting rear naked choked, and then now I'm not getting rear naked choked. Now I'm just dying. So, I feel like if you're gonna do something like that, you need to pick what you want to do. You're gonna choke him or not? So, I've seen a kangaroo in a video. I saw a kangaroo choke out another kangaroo with a rear naked choke and killed it. Yeah, so I mean, obviously, if animals can get it on other animals without any training, I would say they definitely S tier.
There's a UFC fighter that actually choked a deer to death with an RNC. I can't remember his name. It was on Theo Von's podcast. If people look it up, I'm sure Ben can find a video of it to clip to show. But he talks about it. He, from start to finish, chokes a deer to death because he just snuck up on it. It didn't want to use his gun, just choked it to death. Couldn't believe it.
I mean, that would be kind of like a cool way of hunting, though. Like, yeah, you know,
badass.
That is a badass because, you know, shooting with a gun is one thing, but, you know, you might as well take it up a notch and see if you can actually, really could choke it. But I think it would be hard because it would hear you coming. But yeah. I mean, if you can do that, you can sneak up on a deer and really could choke it. You're a good hunter, you know.
That is fair.
Yeah. So definitely S tier on that. This is what is this? I'm not sure what that is, so we're just gonna put that as an F because it's a fail on our part for not having a more clear image of what the heck it is. This is ankle lock. You know, I often give people my ankle because I'm like dumb that way, where I just like to see how, you know, I like to see them try to ankle lock me and just not be able to, because my ankles are like super flexible, just from years of like playing soccer and constantly rolling them. My physiotherapist told me I don't have any more ligaments left in my ankle, so like. Yeah, a lot of people hold out on ankle locks. Like if you're going to hold out on a submission, the ankle lock is like one that's not as unforgiving. But at the same time, I did have my ankle broken, well, not broken, but completely messed up in a tournament once. But, I still won the match. Like he broke it. We kept going, and then I got a rear naked choke on him, and, that was it. So, I mean, if you can get like submitted by a submission within a match and then still perform, still win, I would say that submission is not like the best because it's just an ankle. So I would say D tier for that reason. But what do you guys think?
For me, it's a B. I'm going through a resurgence of ankle locks again. I've been studying up on them. And then you got guys like Mikey Musumeci, who's won world championships with straight ankle locks, right? So they are effective.
That's true. I think people that are good at them are like really good at them.
Yeah.
Maybe I can't do D tier. Joey, you'll be the deciding factor. Would you say C, B, D? What are you thinking?
I'll go with C because I think it is effective. It can work, but I think of all the leg locks, it's probably the least effective. So C seems like the right spot for it.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, why go for an ankle lock when you can go for a heel hook? Unless you're unless they're illegal. The rule set. Because if they're all legal, the heel hook is king. You got to go heel hook. Yeah. So this one, what do you call this one? I know what it is. It's like a
Sulev stretch.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I would say, you know, I've seen people hold out on them and, because they're flexible and it's no issue because it looks like a knee bar, but it's not really a knee bar. It's more of like a hamstring stretch. And, Zabit, he got a really nice one on someone. I forget the guy's name, and the same card as, was it Aljamain Sterling also got one on someone?
Yeah. It was two of the same card. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty badass to be two on the same card. So I would say, you know, I feel bad saying D because it can be great, but just the opportunity for it, it just isn't there very often. So I would say D, but what are your guys' thoughts on that one?
I agree with you on that, D.
Yeah, I think it's a really good submission when it's there, but I think it's just so rarely the right thing to do that it has to be D tier.
I think you're right. What is this one? This, I think, Joey, you've done this one before. What do you call this one?
It's like a TP. Yeah.
So it's like a triangle where you kind of squeeze, you bring your arms underneath or your own legs and then kind of just squeeze everything together.
Yeah.
So I don't have much experience with these. I never really messed around with them. So I feel like my opinion does not matter with this. So I'm going to let you guys take this one.
I've messed around a little bit with them. I would put them at a D.
It's D tier. Like, yeah. It's a good answer very situationally in certain triangle defenses, but it's a D tier.
Yeah, I've had people put me in them, and like I feel like I can hold out. It's just like you gotta, because they're gonna go really hard on it, like trying to finish. Yeah. And if you can kind of outlast them, then it's like not really so much an issue. So, next one is a toe hold. I would say the knee bar is a better option. So, yeah, I would say toe hold probably D tier. What do you guys think?
Oh, for me, it's a B. I love me a toe hold.
Yeah. What about you, Joey?
I'm going to go B as well. I think toe hold is really misunderstood by a lot of people, but I think it's actually a pretty effective submission, just like a little step below knee bar and like a decent step below the heel hook. But I think it's better than the straight ankle.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll put a B. Next one is a triangle arm bar. I would say in most cases, it's better just to go for the triangle itself, because going for the arm bar can sometimes lead to them escaping, but sometimes it is best to go for it. So I would say C tier. What do you guys
think? Did we do an actual just triangle yet? I think this one's just the triangle.
Oh, maybe it's just the triangle. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. The triangle itself, I got to put A tier, only because it would be S tier if it was more available for everyone. But people with longer legs definitely have the advantage in locking it up. But then people with shorter legs have the advantage of, once it is locked up, usually it's a lot tighter. So yeah, this one's got to be A for me. Any disagreement?
I was going to go S tier because, yes, it is harder for me to lock it up. I have shorter legs, but once I get it locked up, it's on, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was going to say S as well, just because you can do it from mount, you can do it from the back. There's hundreds of setups from the guard. I think it's a really versatile choke. And like you guys said, like once it's on there, it's on.
Yeah. Well, I'll put it S tier. I think you guys kind of convinced me too. I mean, the triangle is so iconic too within jiu-jitsu. Yeah. Yeah. There's no way I can put that A tier, even though A is pretty, pretty good. Next one is the twister. For me, it's S tier, but, what do you guys think about that one?
Joey?
I'm going to say, it's a tough one because I think like once it's on for the finish, it's like S tier level. I just think it's, compared to a lot of other things, it's harder to set up. So I'd have it somewhere in like the C range.
I would go A. I think it's a little harder to set up, but if you can pull it off, man, that's the coolest shit you can ever see. So yeah, it'd have to be A. Oh, my, borderline S, but A for sure.
Yeah. I think that like the style points also raise it up a little bit, because it is such a badass submission. And yeah, I love them. I love the feeling of getting one on someone, not to like, you know, demoralize them or anything like that. It's just like, I feel good. Just like, this is a sick submission. And yeah, I got this. So we'll put it A. Just, I think A is pretty good.
It's top three favorite submissions for me.
Exactly. Yeah. Next one's the Von Flue choke. One of my favorites. I love when people try to guillotine me, and I get to side control and they're not letting go. And what I'll do too is I'll trap their arm with my other arm to make sure they can't even pull their wrist out. And then that's all she wrote. So I personally put this as an A tier, because it's also like, you know, someone has you in a guillotine, and you're past their legs. It's such a clear, obvious thing to do to submit them. So I would say A tier. What do you guys think?
I would agree A tier. I was thinking that as well.
I'd probably say B, just because it is like, it's very situational. Like it has to be that like one specific circumstance. But again, like I said, with Twister, like as far as the actual finishing mechanics go, when it is that circumstance, it's up in the A tier.
All right. Well, we'll do A tier, majority rules. Last one is the wrist lock. And, you know, wrist locks, they have a bad reputation, which I don't even understand whatsoever, because like, what's the whole thing? Like, I feel like it's almost like similar in people. They, say, oh, pineapple on pizza is like no good. You know, it's almost, or they make fun of Nickelback. It's like, they only kind of say it because, you know, other people say it, where it's like, in reality, there's nothing wrong with the wrist lock. It's just another submission. It's like everything else. And, you know, they're available from a lot of places, and I would have to give it, I would say B tier personally. But at the same time, I don't know if I can put it above an anaconda choke. So I think I might have, I know, I think we should put Anaconda Choke in B tier instead of C tier. I think we should move that. What do you, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Cause I just feel bad because it is a decent submission. So I think we kind of just jumped the gun too much on that. I would put the wrist lock as a C tier, but I could see a case for a B tier.
Yeah. When they come on fast and hard. And I mean, there's not a lot of time to tap. So I got to give it its respect. I'd give it a B or a C.
Yeah. I would call it a B. I think I love wrist locks. I'm pretty biased. I just think they're so easy to do. They're so low risk and you can really hit them from so many different places. But the downside is that like they can be easily defended, and some people just never really put themselves in positions to be wrist locked. So I think B is probably pretty fitting.
All right, guys, thanks for listening to this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure to check out the Discord and leave a comment or fist bump if you're still here. And we'll see you guys next time. And that's it. See you guys later.